This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 3/20/2018. I'm Daniel Brigman. In case you're unsure, please allow me to welcome you to the one and only Power Hour Radio Shoe. As I was trying to do the guy Ed Sullivan is, you know, a really big shoe. Was that good? I don't know. I try. It probably wasn't very good. I'm sorry. Well, it's good to be with you anyway. We have a great broadcast. One change that we do have, I regret to inform you. Jerome Corsi was scheduled to come on in about 30 minutes. He's like the post office. Rain, sleet, or dead of night cannot stop him, but airline delays can. And he's in New York in the middle of a nor'easter, and he's had to reschedule for next week. We do have him confirmed for next week about the same time. So he will be here next week, barring, anything. I guess it could be worse. He could be a dog on a United Airlines flight, because he might be in China by now, or Australia. Who knows? That poor German Shepherd that's went halfway around the world. They can't get anything right. And don't put him in overhead bin, whatever you do. Just a little note to self. If you're bringing in an animal on a United flight, don't put it in the overhead bin. A lot going on. We do have Elena George. We're going to get to the news. So good to have Elena on. One of our sponsors, Liberty Health Share, of course, and also her great perspective. She knows Obamacare. She knows what this did and the options and what's going now. We're going to ask her about life now through the Trump administration. What has changed? Where do we still need to go? How are we still vulnerable? All those things. And, of course, we'll talk about Liberty Health Share. There's another shooting in Maryland at a school. And it's pretty ironic this time. We'll get to the story. The shooter was stopped by a resource officer, a former SWAT team member, which they think shot him. I mean, haven't confirmed. They shot at him, definitely confronted him. Nobody was killed. One is in critical condition. I mean, can you imagine if this resource officer wasn't there? Somebody with a gun stopped somebody with a gun yet again. We'll see if the news covers it like they did the last one. You know, if they'll get that hog and that his bald-headed friend on TV to talk about the destruction of our Bill of Rights again over this. Remember, a gun stops somebody with a gun. How do you stop somebody with a gun? Well, of course, another gun. That's it. The more bombings in Austin, Texas. This one at a FedEx facility. They seem to be related. Some of the politicians said it's just plain common sense that they are related. We'll get to that story more. A clip by Andrew Napolitano. Pretty interesting what's going on in California. Let's get to the news. Little world news first. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh. Powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea from the Daily Mail. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human flesh have been discovered by customs officials in South Korea. It was revealed today. The capsules are in demand because they are viewed as being a medicinal cure-all. The grim trade is being run from... Guess, I'll give you one guess. What country do you think is trading these pills? Where do you think they're originating from? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. If you guess anything but China, you're wrong. It is China. Of course, they of the Falun Gong, let's take your organs out in the middle of the day while you're still alive. China. That China. So what's aborted baby? Are you surprised that they're peddling aborted baby fetus powder? I'm not. The grim trade is being run from China, where corrupt medical staff are said to be tipping off medical companies when babies are aborted or delivered stillborn. Royal burial in ancient Canaan may shed new light on the biblical city. This is from National Geographic. Pretty dramatic, pretty cool. An undisturbed elite tomb discovered in ancient Megiddo, if you know that from the Bible, Armageddon. The area of Megiddo is replete with gold offerings and the promise of unlocking secrets with DNA analysis. The extraordinary discovery of a magnificent and untouched 3,600-year-old burial chamber in the ancient Canaanite city of Megiddo has stunned archaeologists, not only for the array of wealth found in the tomb, but also for the potential insight it may provide into the royal dynasty that ruled this powerful center before its conquest, Egypt, in the early 15th century B.C. Syria is besieged. UN warns of catastrophic crisis. One of the cities has been besieged. The Syrian rescue group, the White Helmets, say weapons like white phosphorus, which is banned in civilian areas, have again been used. Is this another false flag? Is this another excuse to demonize Assad? I don't know. The UN, United Nations, you know, the ones that want to take your rights and take your guns, you know them? You know, they're real trustworthy, those people. That has called for urgent access to fleeing civilians and those trapped in Syria's eastern Ghouta, which continues to face devastating bombardment by government forces. It says many of the 50,000 people who have fled in recent days are suffering from potentially fatal illnesses. So a crisis, a catastrophic crisis, according to United Nations, there in Ghouta. And who knows what the truth is, like so many things coming out of Syria over the past few years. The good news is it seems like maybe we're coming to an end here, or a path to an end has presented itself. Will the governments take it or not? I don't know. But it seems like there's an opportunity there. Northern white rhino. There's only three of them left in the world. Well, two of them now. The last male, his name was Sudan. He died in Kenya. The world's last surviving male northern white rhino has died after months of poor health. His caretakers say Sudan, who was 45 years old, lived in the Ol Paheto Conservancy in Kenya. He was put to sleep yesterday after age-related complications worsened significantly. His death leaves only two females, his daughter and granddaughter, of the subspecies alive in the world. In the world, only two white rhinos. Well, they got all this DNA technology. Can't they bring the rhino back? I mean, can't they, you know... They can bring Jurassic Park. In Jurassic Park, they brought dinosaurs back. They can bring this white rhino back. I don't know. Pretty sad, ominous story, though. Can you imagine that being the only one left of your species? Yeah. Interesting. Getting to local news. You remember the college student? This was a little over 2 weeks ago. Lake Engel was his name. You may or may not remember. He was a religious study major at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. He was kicked out of his class earlier this month for saying there were only two genders. You know, how dare he? It's like hate speech. I mean, he's a monster. How can anybody let him walk around in public? He said there's two genders. I mean, every restaurant I've ever been to has a bathroom, has a sign with a girl with a skirt and then a boy with straight leg pants. Everyone I've ever seen. And he had the audacity to say it. College student reinstated after 18-day exile from Christianity class for gender speech. IUP President Michael Driscoll announced at a press conference yesterday his decision to go against Professor Allison Downey's controversial request to ban Engel from class for, quote, disruptive behavior. What in the world is going on? In colleges, campuses, not only in America, around the world, really. Engel told Fox News he was booted out of Downey's class for challenging the feminist theology professor on the biology of males and females and the gender wage gap during a lecture on the 28th of last month, in which she allegedly asked only women to speak following a TED Talk by transgender ex-pastor Paula Stone Williams. Williams discussed the reality of mansplaining, sexism for men, and male privilege. There you go. That's what's going on at the college campuses these days. But he's been reinstated. And he needed that class to graduate. I mean, he wasn't going to graduate. I mean, this lady, she went full-on postal on him. Yeah. Yeah, this goes with a story out of the UK, Britain, United Kingdom. And I don't even know what to say about this. If you don't speak out now, then what will happen when this happens here in America? Now, of course, we have people all over the world listening to our show. We're certainly American-centric, United States-centric, but certainly all these things all across the world are of equal importance. And wherever you are, we need to learn from this and see what's going on here in the United Kingdom. YouTuber, convicted for, quote, offensive joke video, faces prison. That is not a joke. A YouTuber has been convicted by a UK court of being grossly offensive over a video in which he trained his pet dog to do a Nazi salute and now faces prison time. Mark Meakin created a satirical video to annoy his girlfriend, which he trained his pug, Buddha to raise its paw when he said the word Sieg Heil, like, you know, like Hitler in the 30s. This led to a long drawn out hate crime trial, quote unquote, which came to a close today when Meekum was convicted of being grossly offensive. Grossly offensive. Creating the chilling precedent that offensive humor is against the law. Meekum was convicted despite the fact that not a single person complained about the video. He was also defended by David Baddiel, one of UK's top Jewish comedians. Well, I guess his defense was a joke. How in the world did he lose that? They do have a Magna Carta in Britain, don't they? I mean, last time I checked, maybe they forgot about that, like the Declaration of Independence here. Maybe they don't know what that means anymore. Fifth package bomb strikes Texas amid serial bomber fears. A package bomb exploded at a FedEx distribution center, lightly wounding one worker near San Antonio in Texas after a series of blasts in the state capital of Austin this month. Another one. So this is the fifth. They seem to be related. That's what they're saying. That's what the quote-unquote experts are saying. Seem to be related. Good guy with gun opened fire on Maryland high school shooter, ended the threat. Okay, the situation in Maryland, the school. Interesting about this story. There was some kind of threat on social media or some kind of buzz on social media. The school got a hold of it. The heads of the school got wind of this. They started to make preparations and send letters out to the parents. This is what we do in case, you know, this is the precautions that we're taking. Well, hardly any time later, it actually did happen. Something did happen unrelated to the first warning, and they were prepared, and the resource officer was immediately alerted on the scene, was a former SWAT team member, it's confirmed that he shot at the suspect. It's not confirmed whether he killed him or not, or if the original shooter committed suicide. That's not confirmed. We'll get to but a person with a gun stopped somebody with a gun. This is how it's done. In the real world, with sovereigns. That's how it's done. Simple. Simple. Nearly 200 are busted in a $3.7 million food stamp fraud operation from Judicial Watch more than a year after the Obama administration slammed American taxpayers with a record high tab to provide an unprecedented number of people with food stamps. The fraud continues full throttle in the bloated welfare program. Authorities in northern Florida arrested nearly 200 people for operating a sophisticated ring in which millions of dollars in food stamps were fraudulently exchanged for cash and drugs. Keep in mind that food stamps renamed by the Obama administration Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, some catchy name, to eliminate the stigma, are designed to help nourish the nation's most needy. There's the music. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Much more news. We're going to flip from Judge Napolitano on a very important case out of California. Kind of goes together with what we're talking about, and abortion, some important abortion stories. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. It is so good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown and small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Back to the Power Hour. There you are. I had the button down there. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Pretty big story. Well, there's some abortion stories around the country, but a case in California. The Attorney General of California has decided to enforce the most, you guys use your own opinion. Basically, if you have a counseling center for unwed mothers or just mothers, period, who want to give their baby up for adoption, or how in the world am I going to deal with this? I'm pregnant. What do I do? And they counsel them and they give them options and what I'm talking about, the whole deal. Well, in California, they're trying to make those same clinics or those same counseling centers inform the mothers about abortion options. Basically like, well, we got it all set up. We can have your baby and we'll give it up to adoption to these nice families. Here's some nice families. Your babies can live. Oh, and by the way, before you leave, let you know, if you want an abortion, want to end this thing and stop right now, you can just go across the street. They're trying to force, not trying to, they are forcing these centers to do this. It's a pretty big case. I'm going to load the Judge Napolitano, this is from Fox and Friends. He's got some opinion here. We'll see if it I had trouble loading it a second ago. Let's see if it loads. This is Judge Napolitano on the same question, the same really important case. Well, the miracles of technology.
Can the government force you to advocate for things that you don't believe in? That's the question the Supreme Court justices are facing today as attorneys defend First Amendment rights of pro-life clinics in California, where the law compels them to promote abortion.
Promote it? So what will the Supreme Court say about that? Well, I'm going to ask Judge Andrew Napolitano that. Judge, where's this?
This is so basic, guys. You would think this was resolved 227 years ago when the First Amendment was adopted, because the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech after the Civil War, applies to the states. The flip side of that is Congress and the states can't force speech. So, you know, you see on television and the movies, you have a right to remain silent.
Sure.
And Hollywood's not always correct. They are correct when they say
right,
that.
So the
First Amendment guarantees the right to silence. The government can't force you to express a political opinion with which you disagree.
Mm-hmm. Now, the state of California, you have crisis pregnancy centers, and they want these people who are pro-abortion or pro-choice, they want there to be a sticker in the window or something to notify the patients that they can go get abortions, and this is not a medical facility.
So you're a pregnant mom, and you're not sure what to do, and you go to a pro-life counseling center, which will tell you what to do to bring the baby to term, and then as you're leaving, they say, oh, by the way, you can go across the street and have an abortion because the state of California is making us tell you that. That's the issue that's before the Supreme Court today. It shouldn't be before the Supreme Court. It shouldn't have happened. Legislatures, who are our representatives, shouldn't force people to say things they don't believe. And that's the lesson of the First Amendment.
If they do have to force you, then if the shoe's on the other foot, if you go to an abortion clinic, are they forced to tell you about a crisis pregnancy center?
No. Of course not.
Of course not. Because this is part of the progressive anti-life mentality of the government in California. It's other governments as well, but California is the worst.
Real quick, so this is the first major abortion issue in front of Neil Gorsuch.
Yes.
Do we have any idea?
Let's just stop right there. It goes on. We haven't had Judge Napolitano on, a clip from him in a while. Love his perspective, constitutional perspective. It shows you how far the judiciary in the West Coast, California in particular, really that whole West Coast, the Ninth Circuit, has strayed from their mandate, from their oath. You notice in the beginning of the questioning, the reporter said this is about First Amendment rights. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if your rights come from the Bill of Rights or Constitution, then they can be changed by the Bill of Rights. In America, we have zero constitutional rights. We have zero rights from the Bill of Rights. We have rights protected. We have either natural rights, God-given rights, or declared rights, because it's the Declaration of Independence in America which has declared these rights. So if any document, if you're going to say there's any document that gave you these rights, quote-unquote, the only document you would be referring to is the Declaration of Independence. That's the only document in this country that declared these rights, these natural rights, God-given rights, whatever. This is going to the Supreme Court. This is a very important case. We'll see where it goes. They're trying to force, this is like the baker trying to force them to bake a cake for a gay wedding. You know, there's plenty of bakers that will bake your cake for a gay wedding if you want. Why are you forcing somebody to do this? This is so unlawful and so degradation of our constitutional protections. There's some other stories about abortions I want to bring your attention to. An abortion clinic caught selling box of aborted babies from a car. Remember South Korea, the pills that they were selling? Well, they'll just sell the aborted fetuses right there out of the car in South Carolina. We'll get to that story and more, a couple others. And a little thing, a clip of them from Obama and Thomas Jefferson's last letter of Thomas Jefferson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Power Hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yeah, you know, my uncle, he's joined us now. We're going to bring him on. Of course, my uncle Kevin Smith, he helped me write the book Forever 1776. And it's really, you know, geez, it's been, when was the point where we argued about 9/11 and we didn't talk to each other for about 6 months?
Oh, that was some, troubled time.
Back home, if you think you tell your family and have some issues, believe me, we had some issues about that.
Well, I thought you were the dumbest person on earth. You are the stupidest person I've ever met, Daddy.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's my family.
Yeah.
So this is my Uncle Kevin. I'm going to bring him on. We're going to talk about these couple stories, and then we're going to bring on a story about Thomas Jefferson as it relates to Obama, the clip that we saw yesterday from Obama. But the what I was going to tell you is, about the Power Mall. Let me make you aware of some specials before we go forward. We have all the new, not new, but we've brought back the Grown by Nature, all the vitamins, none the mana. This is the lowest place. We need your purchases, ladies and gentlemen. We need your purchases so that we can keep this show going. I mean, it's just that simple. I don't know how to say it. Your donations, your purchases. A lot of people listen. A lot of people buy at other places, or they find out about it here and then go buy somewhere else. We need your purchases. If you have suggestions or things that will make it easier for you to purchase, we want to try to do that. Please email Catherine at support@powerhournation.com. We need your purchases. Was it Jeremy Wright or... Jeremy, oh, what was his, oh my gosh, how could I forget him, about the genetic roulette. He wrote the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Genetic Roulette. It came on the end of last week.
Yeah.
About organic foods and organic diets. The Namana family packs, the organic family, Namana's on sale, 20%. The lowest place you can get the Namana organic family packs in the world is right here. Right here. Because this is my home. I mean, this is the Power Hour, whatever. Because of the guests that we have. If you want to try to eat all organic, we've made it very simple for you. You can just buy the organic family pack from Namana. You have to call Jay. You have to give her a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. But the organic family pack on sale, 25% off. Big sale. All the other products, most of them except the dropship items are 10% off. So take advantage of those. All the REM sleep from Matthew Pfeiffer, the Wayne Blakely, the probiotics, Dr. Group, Robert Redfern, North American Urban Spice, they're all there. Then you know and love them. You need them. We need you to buy them. Okay. So we appreciate your purchases. So please take advantage of the sales and the offers and take advantage of that. So there you go. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. It'll really help change your life.
It's changed mine. I love the Powerball. Keeps me going.
Well, you and me both. I mean, I got a whole regimen, but we'll get into that. Let's talk about South Carolina. Now, you said earlier when I asked about if you were going to guess which country was selling aborted baby pill. I mean, it's not a laughing matter. This is serious.
Yeah, I was going to. Two countries.
Yeah, there's two countries that came to mind, and one of them was
the
United States. And it didn't really dawn on me. I guess I'm biased, you know, but yeah. I mean, why not? They're selling them out of the box car, the back of a car. A South Carolina abortion clinic has been caught on video illegally transporting and selling the bodies of aborted babies from a car to a waste management company. Pro-Life Group created Equal have uncovered illegal transactions of aborted baby parts between a Greenville, South Carolina clinic and Stericycle, America's biggest biological waste carrier. And you can see that video and the story over there at on thepowerhour.com on the News Blast. Another abortion story out of ABC. Judge temporarily blocks 15-week abortion ban. A federal judge is temporarily blocking a new Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks, the most restricted abortion law in the United States. U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves granted a temporary restraining order requested by the state's only abortion clinic. There's one abortion clinic in the whole state. The Republican Governor Phil Bryant signed the bill earlier this week, and it became law immediately. Now, I wanted to – there was a clip yesterday – and here it is, and I'm going to play this momentarily. This is our former president, Barack Hussein Obama, or Barry Sotero, or whatever his name is. And I detested him for many reasons, but this is probably the most obvious. And I had totally forgotten about this clip. And we've talked on this broadcast repeatedly about everything we're looking at politically, and it all breaks down to its simplest form, is this. Really, it's this. You are either a divinely created entity which is endowed by divine rights from your creator. You're either that, which that's what the Bible says, or you are just a beast, basically a beast, and waiting for the law of the jungle, the law of natural selection, to have somebody come rule over you because you don't know any better and you're stupid and you don't deserve to rule yourself. That's the basic of all these discussions, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Declaration of Independence versus the UN Declaration of Human Rights. They tell you they're the same. They're 180 degrees opposite.
They ain't the same.
That's right. They ain't the same. And I want you to listen to this clip. Hopefully it'll load. We had a little problem before. And this is not my words. This is Barack Obama at a speech he gave at the United Nations. Of course, he didn't give it on American soil. He gave it the United Nations.
And the United States. And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
There you go. Men and women are too small-minded to rule themselves. What do you think of that, Kev?
I don't think much of that.
Yeah. I mean, why would you? This is what the dynamic thinks of you, the wannabe controllers thinks of you. And I've tried in a somewhat desperate, I feel this so strongly and it's so clear to me, these battle lines, I've tried to define them for you as an audience. Sometimes I feel embarrassed that I keep talking about this. Sometimes I feel, I don't know, but I feel you could take the Declaration of Independence, replace about 95%, to replace that page of the Declaration of Independence, replace it with any page in the Bible, and it would be at least as important as about 95% of the Bible. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I believe the same. Yeah, absolutely.
Where do you think that we got this concept that we're just giving away our rights to these wannabe controllers, that we can't rule ourselves? Because that's basically what they're saying.
It starts with the schools. They're not teaching us independence. So, of course, we're not going to be able to rule ourselves. We're too damn stupid.
Yeah, we're too stupid. That's what Obama said. I mean, that's what they said. That's why the Darwinism and theory of evolution, there is no shred of evidence that backs the important parts of evolution. Zero. There's zero evidence.
None.
Zero.
I was completely I thought the theory of evolution was completely true until I saw PBS when I was about 30 years old, 33 years old, saw a PBS show on it, and they just blew it apart, and I haven't believed in evolution since. It's so ludicrous.
Let me read you, there's an article up on the website, thepowerhour.com, it's Jefferson's final letter. Now, Jefferson is like a lot of people, he's a paradox. He is, and he's human, you know, he's a man. He's weak. In case you didn't know, Thomas Jefferson died almost penniless. He almost lost Monticello. The Virginia House created a lottery basically to raise money so they could pay for his place so he could stay there. He was so embarrassed. He had enemies. People embarrassed him to do that. I mean, there were people in the Virginia House that were embarrassing him to ask money. They voted against. I mean, they were just running him down. He was basically a drug addict when he died from laudanum because of his sickness. He was on heavy doses of laudanum.
Yeah, he was in a lot of pain.
The opioid addiction. That's, I mean,
started with Jefferson.
It started with Thomas Jefferson. So there's so much dual nature of man. But inside him, he carried something so divine. And when his pen was put to paper, I mean, you know, monarchies fell to the ground. And his last letter he ever wrote, he kind of dispels, lays out what the revolution was all about. And if I don't finish this before the break, we'll continue on the other side. He was invited to speak at the 50th anniversary. He's one of three last remaining signers. Him, John Adams, and I think Carroll, maybe? Yeah, Carroll. Had to be Carroll's because Carroll was the last remaining. And Carroll were the three that were left. These are his words. He was flattered, he wrote, quote, by the kind invitation I received from you on the part of the citizens of the city of Washington, and referred to himself as, quote, one of the surviving signers of an instrument pregnant with our own and the fate of the world. They knew what they were doing. They were pregnant with the fate of the world, not just America, pregnant with the fate of the world. Having to decline the invitation makes being sick even harder to bear, he continued. He longed to meet once more, quote, with a small band, the remnant of that host of worthies who joined with us on that day in the bold and doubtful election we were to make for a country, bold and doubtful. We'll be back. We'll finish this letter. It's really important, I think, the contrast with Barack Hussein Obama. Stay tuned.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In June of 1826, Thomas Jefferson was invited to Washington, D.C. to meet with the last survivors of the Declaration of Independence on a big celebration, the 50th anniversary. Only three people remained: Adams, him, and Carroll. John, is it John Carroll?
I think it's John Carroll.
I think it's John.
Sure,
okay.
I think it's
John.
To live in Carrollton.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of counties. There are a lot of Carrolls around.
Yeah, named after him.
Named after Carroll. the last survivor of the Declaration of Independence writer. Anyway, he continues his letter. He wasn't able to go because he's very sick. He longed to meet, quote, once more with a small band, the remnant of that host of worthies who joined with us on that day in the bold and doubtful election we were to make for our country between submission or the sword. It's good to know that our fellow citizens, after half a century of experience and prosperity, continue to approve the choice we made. He continues, may be to the world what I believe it will be, to some parts sooner, to others later, but finally to all, the signal of arousing men to burst the chains under which monkish ignorance and superstition have persuaded them to bind themselves, and to assume the blessings and security of self-government. The form which we have substituted restores the free right to the unbounded exercise of reason and freedom of opinion. All eyes are opened or opening to the rights of man. The general spread of the light of science has already laid open to every view the palpable truth that the mass of mankind has not been born with saddles on their backs, nor a favored few booted and spurred, ready to ride them legitimately by the grace of God. These are the grounds of hopes for others. For ourselves, let the annual return of this day forever refresh our recollection of these rights and an undiminished devotion to them, to these rights. I contrast that with... And that's why I played this with Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what all this is about. Every bit of it. Every bit that you hear in the push for, quote-unquote, our leaders in government, you are either divinely endowed with rights, the rights of man, the divine rights of man, so decreed in the Bible. The dominion of this earth is given to man, meaning mankind. Don't sit there and get gender flustered on me. Man means man and woman, mankind. That's what it means. You are either that, or you are a beast that needs to be ruled by superior humans, superior people who know how to rule you, because you're too stupid and too dumb and too ignorant to handle something as self-government. I love his line in this letter. Where, well, see, now I can't even find it. I apologize. Where he says they were going into submission or the sword. It was a doubtful election. It was not set in stone. This was not, everything was against them. Our founding fathers chose the sword over submission. They chose the sword, fighting, death, over Barack Hussein Obama. They chose the sword over the United Nations. They chose the sword over Darwinism, natural selection, and having you in a box and ruled by monarchy and people who are smarter than you that rule your life and your self-destiny before you and God. That's what they chose. The greatness, the superiority of the American system of government. It is time. I will not be ashamed. You can call white privilege. You can call it American privilege. You can call it whatever you want. This is the most stunning political event in recorded history. And this fool, called Barack Obama, whatever his name is, wants to stand there and contrary to his oath to Thomas Jefferson, to George Washington, to everything, and tell us that we're not smart enough to handle our own self-government, that we need to hand over those rights to a superior body. That's what all this is about, ladies and gentlemen. Every bit of it. It is that simple. The Bill of Rights is at least as important as the Bible. I say that in some kind of, you know, some context, no, some context, yes. It's very close. Without the Bill of Rights, you wouldn't have a Bible. Go see if they have a Bible in North Korea. You wouldn't even be able to freely worship because you would be controlled so much. Who you are, the basis of your existence, is on the line right now. A survey just came out from Monmouth University. The best news I've heard all week, the best news, is the Monmouth University, when they asked the question, is there a deep state acting behind the scenes to manipulate the events in America of unelected people? And 74% across the board, bipartisan, biracial, said yes. They said yes. That is the best news that we've had all week, maybe all month. That is huge. It is massive. The tide is turning. Every little thing that you do now is magnified. My wife was talking to me about Facebook. I don't even have a Facebook account. She does Facebook. About 6 years ago or so, 5 or 6 years, I asked her about this. She would write about vaccines, and she would just get lambasted. And then it started to diminish and diminish. Well, here recently, one of her friends wrote about her niece who went to the doctor, you know the story, and then the baby couldn't walk again. And then some nurse came up and said, well, I don't think it's the vaccines. I think it's this, it's not the food. That woman got lambasted on Facebook. Not my wife. Not the original post about the child being hurt by vaccines. That lady, that nurse, ladies and gentlemen, that nurse got lambasted on Facebook on the thread that my wife was involved in. That is tremendous news. Unfortunately, hundreds and thousands of millions of children have been damaged to give us that moment, but they have, and the genie is out of the box. The tide is turning. Everything is going to turn. We have to push now more than ever. And the other side is going to try to fulfill what Barack Obama tried to explain to us. I'm going to play that one more time. Just so you can let this sink in of how real this is. And this is exactly what they think.
And the United States. And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Order and progress? Are you kidding me? Thomas Jefferson, our founding fathers, George Washington, the greatest political progress ever recorded, ever. The greatest achievement ever. I am sick to death of these chicken neck control freaks sitting there trying to tell us how to live our lives and then disparaging the same heroes who have cemented our rights endowed to us by God. I am sick of it. This is war for who you are, ladies and gentlemen. And no army can stop an idea has come. And certainly, these chicken neck control freaks will not be able to stop you if you are cemented with the light and the inheritance and the heritage that was endowed to you by God and codified by your founding fathers. We'll be back on the other side with Elena George, one of our great sponsors and great friend. Elena George coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You are free. You have liberty. You have liberty.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to NewManna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna. Food storage you'll love to eat. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.